Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Over 2 dozen Palestinians have been killed in Rafah early Saturday, hours after Israel's prime minister said an Israeli invasion there is inevitable. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
In Rafah, the southernmost part of Gaza, residents search through the concrete remains of a destroyed building. They're searching for the remains of neighbors and loved ones. Resident Fadil Al-Ghanam says the apartment of his son, who lived above him, was on fire after the strikes. We searched for bodies. We were stunned that there were no complete bodies. We started to collect parts of flesh. The strikes in Rafah came hours after Israel's prime minister said he asked the military to plan for the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of people from the southern Gaza city ahead of a ground invasion. More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are packed into Rafah. Many are being uprooted repeatedly by Israeli evacuation orders that now cover two-thirds of Gaza's territory. I'm Karen Shamas.
Hungary's conservative president Katalin Novak said abruptly announced has resigned amid public outcry over a pardon she granted to a man convicted as an accomplice in a child sexual abuse case. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a televised statement, the 46-year-old Novak announced she was resigning from the post she's held since 2022. Her decision comes after more than a week of public outrage, after it was revealed she'd issued a presidential pardon in April of last year to a man convicted of hiding a string of child sexual abuses in a state-run children's home. The revelation of the pardon has unleashed an unprecedented political scandal for the nationalist governing party Fidesz, led by Prime Minister Viktor Orban, which has ruled since 2010. The party's been accused of dismantling democratic institutions and rigging elections in its favor. Novak has been a key Orban ally and served as Hungary's Minister for Families until her appointment to the presidency. She's been an outspoken advocate for traditional family values and the protection of children. Jeff Custer, VOA